Welcome to American Mosaic from VOA Learning English. I'm June Sims. Today, we play hit songs from the songwriting team of Jerry Lieber and Mike Stoller. We also talk about The Great Gatsby, the movie that opened the Cannes International Film Festival this week. But first, we explore the culture of Cambodia, on display this spring in New York City. Most of Cambodia's artists, an estimated 80%, were killed when the Khmer Rouge ruled the country in the 1970s. The artists were among about 2 million victims of Khmer Rouge rule. Their skills and knowledge were lost because Cambodian culture is largely oral, passing from person to person through word of mouth. In the past 20 years, a new generation of Cambodians has sought to reclaim those traditions and invent new forms of art. Steve Ember tells about a cultural program designed to help support that effort.
The program, called Season of Cambodia, is taking place all around New York City. It began with a gathering of Buddhist religious workers. There have been musical performances, films, art shows, and dance by more than 120 visiting Cambodian artists. Plun Prim leads Cambodian Living Arts, the group that organized the festival.
It's one step further to fulfill the organization vision, which is having that kind of dream of reimagining Cambodia being seen in the world for its arts and culture and not just for the killing field.
Dance is the most popular Cambodian art form. At the Guggenheim Museum, 7 male dancers performed a new dance called Kamaropedi 3. The dancers were trained at an early age to perform the part of the monkey. The animal often represents something important in traditional Cambodian stories. Choreographer Emmanuel Pon worked with Eric Sargis, a specialist on primates, to study monkeys and apes.
Such as in Africa, chimpanzees, bonobos, gorillas. And Eric explained how these particular animals move or how they behave, and we observed that and we made a dance out of that.
Kima Wright was a child when her family fled Cambodia.
So to see my culture actually here in the United States, in New York, is amazing.
Her friend Chaya Chom directs a community group for Southeast Asian immigrants.
You know, a lot of our community members talk about how, you know, they just want to live to die because they've suffered so much. And I think the art really rejuvenates and awaken people's sense of community, trust, and love for one another again.
Members of Chaya Chom's group helped to sew flowers to a work by Cambodian artist Leong Sekon. The image of a soldier was made with a parachute that fell to earth in the American bombing of Cambodia during the Vietnam War. The work was used in a ceremony of reconciliation that included Cambodians and former American soldiers. Arn Chorn Pond helped to launch Cambodian Living Arts. He told the group how playing his musical instrument, a flute, saved his life, first by protecting him from the guards at the work camp where he was sent, and then from his desire to punish his captors. Now, he says, he is using his art to help Cambodians heal.
I never thought that the flute and speaking is power. I thought that only the burial of guns, that's power. But I was wrong.
Director Baz Luhrmann's The Great Gatsby, opened the famed International Film Festival in Cannes, France, this week. This was an unusual choice for the festival, which normally opens with a new movie. But The Great Gatsby has been showing in theaters around the United States for more than a week. It has also played in Canada and a few other countries.
New York, 1922. The tempo of the city had changed sharply. The buildings were higher. The parties were bigger. The morals were looser and the liquor was cheaper. The restlessness approached hysteria.
Shall we?
Who is this Gatsby?
Do you know him?
War hero. Mr. Gatsby doesn't exist.
Gatsby? What Gatsby?
The Great Gatsby is based on F. Scott Fitzgerald's book of the same name, which was published in 1925. It tells about how some rich New Yorkers lived in the Roaring Twenties. For Jay Gatsby and his friends, life was full of music, parties, and alcohol, as well as cheating, lies, and spiritual emptiness. Jay Gatsby is played by Leonardo DiCaprio. Carey Mulligan plays his longtime love, Daisy Buchanan. And Tobey Maguire is Nick Carraway, who tells the story. The book has been made into a film at least twice before, a 1926 silent film based on a stage play, and a famous version released in 1974 that starred Robert Redford as Gatsby. Mr. DiCaprio told reporters he loved the book when he first read it as a teenager, but he said he did not understand it fully then. He noted the book's power to still be read and discussed 90 years after it was first published. This version of The Great Gatsby is getting mixed reviews. The St. Louis Dispatch calls it swooningly romantic and giddily energetic. But the Chicago Tribune says the movie is all look and no feel. Director Baz Luhrmann says he does not care about the reviews. He says he is used to scoring in the middle when it comes to critics. He says he is just happy people are going out to see it. And they are. Theaters in the United States sold $51 million worth of tickets on the movie's opening weekend. Along with the film's stars, The Great Gatsby features music from the jazz age, as well as more modern offerings from Beyoncé, Jack White, and others. Jay-Z is an executive producer.
If there's anything that you want, just ask for it on sports.
With Gatsby, anything can happen.
Mr. Gatsby, exactly who are you anyhow?
The songwriting team of Jerry Lieber and Mike Stoller helped develop rock and roll music. Among their hit songs are Hound Dog and Kansas City. Jerry Lieber died in 2011, but Mike Stoller is still writing songs in Los Angeles. Jim Tedder tells us about how the songwriting team made music history.
Born through a party in the county jail. The prison band was there, they began to wail. The band was jumping and the joint began to swing. You should have heard it knocked out, jailbird sing.
Jailhouse Rock was one of more than 20 Lieber and Stoller songs recorded by Elvis Presley. It was very popular. But another song, Hound Dog, was an even bigger hit.
You ain't nothing but a hound dog, girl. You're crying all the time. You ain't nothing but a hound dog, girl.
Along with Presley and other artists, Lieber and Stoller were at the center of the rock and roll revolution. Mike Stoller says he started writing with Jerry Lieber when they were 17 years old.
I'd be jamming at the piano, and he'd be walking around shouting phrases out, anything that came into his head.
The two men wrote and produced a number of songs made famous by the Coasters. The hits included Yakety Yak, Poison Ivy, and Charlie Brown.
Everybody always picking on me.
Many Lieber and Stoller songs were recorded by different artists and climbed the record charts at different times. Ruby Baby was a hit for the Drifters in 1956, and then again for Dion 6 years later.
Now that I love a girl and a Ruby is her name. Hear me talking now. This girl don't love me, but I love her just the same. What I say, whoa, 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 Ruby, Ruby, I will want you like a ghost, I'm gonna haunt you. Ruby, 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 will you be mine sometime?
The Clovers and the Coasters performed another hit by the songwriting team, Love Potion Number 9. More than 100 artists recorded the Lieber and Stoller song Kansas City.
Going to Kansas City, Kansas City, here I come. I'm going to Kansas City, Kansas City, here I come. They got some crazy little women there and I'm gonna get me one.
Lieber and Stoller worked with singer Benny King to create the hit song Stand By Me.
Benny had basically the tune pretty much in his head. He started singing. I went to the piano and started sussing out the chords, and then I came up with the bass pattern. And boom, 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 boom.
So dark.
Stand By Me is considered an American standard, a song that seems especially American and has stood the test of time. Mike Stoller sometimes sits at his piano and lets the memories flood his mind. What is his favorite song? Stoller says it changes.
Well, my favorite song is always the one I'm writing at the moment because I can't get it out of my head.
At age 80, Mike Stoller continues writing songs and celebrating those from his past.
I took my troubles down to Madame Rue. You know that gypsy with the gold cap too. She's got a bag down a very potent vine. Selling little bottles of love potion number 9.
I'm June Sims. Our program was written by Christopher Cruz and Katie Weaver, who is also the producer. Carolyn Weaver and Michael Sullivan provided additional reporting. Do you have a question about American life? Send an email to mosaic@voanews.com. Join us again next week for music and more on American Mosaic. From VOA Learning English.
I held my nose, I closed my eyes, I took a drink.